Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yes, yes, it is all quite amazing. Now, if you keep moving this way with me, we'll move on into the Hall of Misfits. And if you look over here on your right, you can see this statue of three guys acting completely ridiculous. And if we press this little button here, we'll get a little audio snippet of what they are famous for. So everyone step on over here to the Rolling in the Geek exhibit, and we'll see what we can share with you.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there. I'm Harkos Ironjaw Passaro. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B-Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what we're trying to do? We're gonna drag... Oh, dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konala.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team watches as Livian and Lanrose head out, but their egress is stopped by both of them being driven to their knees and clutching at their heads in pain. They realize that it has something to do with their clan and Acrassus and rush out to go and get back to their people. The team then begins to leave town, glowing slowly through the rings until reaching the stables. Trevor is very confused by the stableman and his weird names for Harkos. They eventually pay the man a lot of gold so that he would keep quiet about their interactions, and he agrees after naming Trevor Lord Edgemont. They travel to the cave that they found before, and everyone has some good heart-to-heart moments where Trevor tells the team about his god being Numerath, the gold Methuselah dragon, and Harkos reveals that a piece of Torevir is inside of him as well. After these touching moments, they all gather their courage and step into the darkness. And that is where we pick back up.
Bum, bum, bum.
Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. Okay. I don't know why that is what popped into my head.
Ba-ba-da-ba, ba-ba-da-ba.
No.
I...
So you guys have just like basically just picked time back up as you get your first footsteps inside of this cave. Inside of the cave within the cave. Caveception.
Caveception.
Harkos, you experienced this before, but Trevor, this is new to you. This is a different, unsettling type of darkness. That you've been in caves, you've been in the mines, you've been in these places, but there's something more oppressive about the darkness here.
I've got dark vision.
Patrick, no, this you isn't don't. Just
you're human. Shut the fuck up.
Patrick, this isn't just regular darkness. This is advanced darkness.
All right, so we've got advanced darkness. You do not have advanced dark vision.
I'm going to use thaumaturgy to shift my eyes to where I have advanced dark vision.
Go ahead and roll on the magic surge table for me.
Hang on.
I don't have that book.
Hang on. Oh, shit.
Oh,
do
God.
It, I'll roll it.
Chaos. No,
no, no, you're
I am not
rolling shit.
I am not introducing not that shit into this fucking world.
You already said it, sir.
No.
Yeah.
Nick can edit that shit out.
You can't take that back.
He can.
You can't take that back. They'll be mad.
Who's they?
The chaos.
Don't speak their name.
They'll be mad.
They gotta come spend some extended time at Uncle Brad's house tomorrow, so maybe don't piss them off, Brad.
I didn't say it.
Okay.
Ken said it.
Here's the thing, Brad. It's coming through my headphones, not theirs. So the more times that you reiterate it, the louder it gets in the universe, which means the closer it gets to their naked ears. If we drop it now, they don't know anything.
You assume.
I'm using vague enough pronouns that I could be talking about anything in the world.
I think it's too late.
You can think that all you want. Only the night will tell.
Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
But we might find out tonight if they're angry enough. You've invoked their name in vain and they do not like it.
Yes, you have. You did it.
I said roll on the magic surge table, not roll on the compendium table.
I mean, that's canon, that's what we consider our magic surge table.
No, I've always called it the thing Ken said that I'm not going to say out loud because then they'll know that we're talking about them.
Anyway, this is a hurdle that you guys need to... You need to have something kind of set up here so that way you can actually see. Because right now, if you put your hand in front of your face, you couldn't see the fucking thing.
Fun.
You guys should have torches.
Oh,
because
no,
they were part of your adventuring kits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Trevor, well, if you do not have the light spell, I might hit you. Gonna take that as a no.
Ken, why would I have the light spell? We haven't been asleep since opening the cave. Trevor hasn't needed the light spell. Officially, sort of. I mean, I guess kinda. In the beginning. But it's been a while, and I died.
Oh shit, okay. So as you guys step in, you see Puffles will like touch his staff. And the tip of it glows like the Gandalf staff.
Nice.
At least one of us was prepared. But you guys do have torches, so you need to tell me if you are going to carry a torch or not, because that might affect your combat at some point.
Yeah. Harkos will pull one out.
Okay. Okay, so Trevor... Harkos, you lit a torch. Puffles has a light that he lit up the tip of his staff with the light spell, so... Anybody else?
I can only switch spells when we rest, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can do it with cantrips. I think you have a set number of cantrips. I don't remember.
But I could trade one out, though, right?
I honestly don't remember if they can with cantrips or not. Your regular spells, yes. I don't know if they can do it with cantrips. Either way, you've got two people with some sort of light source, and that is enough for you to kind of see at least some ways down. Since I don't think that anybody has dark vision. So,
nope. Strangely enough, the nocturnal bird of prey does not have dark vision.
You know, and I can't, I feel really shitty about this. I can't remember if Tabaxi have dark vision or not. I don't have it written on a sheet, so I'm assuming he doesn't.
Yeah, that's the one thing I keep telling myself with Harkos, that is that, like, my brain gets pissy. That I'm like, but he's an owl! But he's an Aarakocra. Aarakocra, by default, do not all have night or dark vision. I almost said night vision.
Oh, they do have dark vision. Yeah, okay, cool.
But, yeah. So even though he's an owl, and it would make sense for an owl to have one, Aarakocra do not, and he is an Aarakocra, so... He doesn't get all the perks of being a wallflower.
So why don't we do this? Trevor, since Puffles has dark vision, he will actually go up and he will touch your shield and put a bead of light on it.
Oh, nice.
So that you can kind of use it to light the way.
Ooh, thank you, Puffles.
Somebody needs to be able to see well. So, you start to head down the way. And Harkos and Phil, by proxy, you recognize kind of this first stretch of cave. And after about 10 or 15 minutes as you're walking along, you get back to the chamber that you found all of the corpses in. But as you walk up, that smell isn't really there anymore, not as powerful as it was before when you came. And as you breach into the chamber, the bodies are all gone.
Yay.
You can see some miscellaneous stuff is still left behind. Like, you see a short sword, you see a few broken arrows, some torches, some small stuff like that, but the bodies are all gone.
So I'll call that out and say, Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, but this, I don't want to alarm anyone, but this room was full of a lot of dead bodies just a few days ago.
Yeah.
A lot.
They couldn't have just decomposed like that, could they?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll perception checks for me. I rolled for Puffles and Phil, and they both got 14s on the die, which is very funny.
that's nice.
I have a 16 total.
Okay. So a 16, a dirty 20, a 15, and Phil should have an 18, I think. No, it's a 19. So Phil got a 19. So
damn, Phil.
Harkos, you got the dirty 20, correct? And
yes.
Okay, so you said it's fitting that you two are the ones talking about it. You guys are kind of looking around, and then you both like lock eyes, and you do that thing in movies where people look up.
Oh dear.
And as you look up and you kind of shine your torchlight up, you see all of these former corpses littering the floor are now all strung up by spider webs attached to the ceiling.
Oh, time to leave.
Oh my.
Okay, I know it's stupid and it's going to seem like it's for comedic shit, but I think it's very to my character. Harkos is going to yell and drop his torch. If that loses that torch, that's fine. I'll light another one in a second. But that is that is 100% what Harkos would do.
No, the torch stays lit. It bounces and kind of sends some weird shadows for a moment, but it stays lit.
That's so much worse.
It's like oh, it drops the torch and then the shadows. But they're coming.
They're everywhere.
So bad.
Are the spider webs just where they are, or is there more spider webs?
No, there is like lines of web that are attaching to the ceiling, but you see no other webbing.
Oh, God, I don't. I'm so fucking itchy right now.
Huh. Don't know why I didn't think of this before tonight. Mentally prepare myself.
So what do you do?
Harkos will very shakily pick up his torch and found them.
Trevor, you see Phil and Harkos both staring up at the ceiling. And I'm assuming you look that same direction and you can now observe the hanging corpses by spider thread.
Oh. Did Marcus handle them?
I don't believe we're gonna get some nostalgia trips to fucking timid ass shy Harkos from a year ago.
You never saw Marcus use webbing.
Oh, that's
except for when we asked him to. We never saw him use it for like attack stuff. He produced spider silk for us to tie people with.
You are correct. I completely forgot about the spider silk tie up
Ansgar ball gag thing. For Ansgar.
Yeah.
But other than that, Marcus never used it in like attacks or anything or post attacks to save some for later. He just melted them on the spot. Unless he managed to come over here from wherever he was, I don't think he would have.
This is a very long way from where I lost Selena and Marcus.
And the bodies look a little more solid than Marcus likes to leave them. I'm sure it's just a total coincidence, and we won't see lots of giants in the... Yep. I'm so happy with our decisions.
So, as you guys are kind of getting your bearings around in this room, and as your eyes start to adjust to this darkness a little bit, with the torch slash... shield light, you can see the path leading further down you had seen Lanros go down before. So what do you want to do? Leave?
I do so much, yes. So very much. Is it too late to go help Lanros? Or, I mean, if it is, we could always go to the capital. That sounded pretty bad, too. We gotta stop Jafar, or whatever his name was.
It'd be like finding a whole new world, right?
Oh my god.
What are you trying to say?
I didn't realize how close I made that storyline to fucking Aladdin.
That's why I made that comment in the moment you were explaining it, and I was like, yeah, because the vizier is never a bad thing, right? And that's why I called him a vizier, because you're...
What have I done?
It's fine. It's fine. You're gonna... It's gonna be different enough in your shit. It's just...
Fucking street rats.
The world is too full of ideas for things to not somehow feel derivative.
It's fair. I just feel stupid for not having made that connection until this moment.
Well, think about every superhero we tried to make for the Heroes game. We always was like, oh, that's like Superman. That's like the fucking the Human Torch. That's like this thing. I mean, shit. Elias is going to slowly get closer and closer to Captain Marvel. So it's just fucking cosmic energy.
And fucking Nate's going to turn into Stormfront, just not a Nazi.
Nah.
That's what you want us to think.
Now hold on.
No, it's a different universe. Can it be like an Izan? An Izan?
Oh. Okay, we're done with this conversation, or I'll throw more spider shit at you.
Uh-oh. No, he'd be the opposite thing. He'd actually use the Buddhist symbol for peace like it was meant.
Okay. And then insult the people that he saves.
I brought it back. Yeah. Why are you so stressed? You should stop being anxious. See how calm I am? Harkos isn't going to make a move. It's up to everybody else. I am 100% scared frozen.
Well,
Phil will full on pull out his Morningstar and get himself ready. He's on the nervous side right now.
All right, fellas. It'll be fine. I'll go first, and if anything with butt rope pops out, don't let me die. Again.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about how often you can just say that and just be cool with it.
Yeah, I'm fighting something fierce in my Nick soul to have Harko snap out of it and tear you a fucking new one, buddy. Cause that's mighty douchey of you to say.
I didn't mean it in a douchey way like you guys let me die before. I meant that I've died before.
Yeah, but you said you guys just don't let me die again.
That's fair.
That's exactly what you said.
It wasn't meant to be douchey.
Yeah, well, just know that when I let you die, it's not meant to be vindictive.
That's fine.
It's 100% vindictive.
So... You have the path behind you and the path in front of you. What do you want to do?
Path in front of us. Taking point.
The path right. behind me.
You begin.
the path behind me. The path
Phil,
behind
Phil
me.
Phil puts a leash on you and starts pulling you along.
This isn't necessary. I can leave on my own. It's okay. I want to make sure the horses are okay.
Calm down, Phil. Only when I told you. It's only when we make camp.
don't insinuate. Phil has a wife and child at home. Has a spouse and child. I guess I don't technically remember if he specifically said wife.
He said wife.
Okay.
He said wife.
Phil has a wife and child at home, sir. Do not insinuate that he is being unfaithful on his adventures to cleanse the continent.
Damn, you Skippy.
Fucking nasty.
So you progress.
Against my will.
Against Harkos' will. I think that you see Puffles looks very driven in this moment. That he looks very focused. That he doesn't look as nervous as you maybe have seen him before when you've been doing this. That there's something... I think you can definitely see that he's grown a little bit in the time that you all have been separated. But you progress.
Where's Puffles walking at?
He would be more towards the back as any legit caster should be.
Okay.
Oh, did I not tell you Harkos is a caster? That's I'm so sorry that I forgot to mention Harkos should be closest to the exit.
I mean, I knew you were a caster. You cast stab and you cast punch.
He casts a mix of stab, punch, and claw.
I cast step of the wind and fucking leave is what I do.
So you progress. This is the fourth time that I've said it, yes. I think. You continue down this path, and shortly it starts to branch off. And you get to a point where you are standing at the end of this one path, and you have three forks that go off.
I have a feeling this isn't going to be as easy to navigate as the mines were.
At least we had a map for the mines of some sort.
Thoughts? Anyone?
Does anyone else hear skittering? I think I hear skittering.
It's actually deathly quiet right now.
Not for Harkos.
Okay.
He has mind spiders.
I can't impose my reality on your brain, so...
Harkos is probably just... honestly, every now and again, he's... Oh, what was that? And it's 100%, like you said, dead quiet. He's just, he's trying to scare everyone else to want to leave also. So he doesn't look like a scaredy cat, even though he's fucking horrified, clearly.
Phil is still nervous. He's white-knuckled on his Morningstar.
And Harkos's leash.
Yes.
Because the moment...
It is a nice one. It's one of those that, you know, extendo ones. So he gives you a good chunk of slack.
The moment he lets go, I'm going. I'm out of here.
He's bolting right out the door.
Got that fly speed, motherfucker.
So, three paths in front of you. Do you want to investigate said paths?
Ja.
So, the path that is on your left is... it looks to have a steeper slope to it and appears to go down more than anything else. The edges of it are a little bit more clean hewn than the others. The middle path seems to have a more upward move to it. Maybe a little steeper than what you just came down, like from the cave. And it is quite rough, that it maybe was done more hastily. And then the path on the right is jagged and very rough, that it looks to be aged, and parts of it are crumbling a little bit.
My vote's that one.
Which one? The crumbly one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... I know this one... Pointing to the left one. Has like a down look to it. But, I mean, if this stuff's been around for a while, perhaps the rundown one. Pointing off to the right.
Puffles goes over and kind of like investigates it a little bit. This would definitely be a harder trek, but old pathways often lead to better results, in my experience. Phil kind of looks all of them over. Is up might?
No.
Might be good? No? Okay. You sure? Sure not on the up? Did I lose people?
No.
Okay. I'm
pondering. No, I'm not going to do it. All right, I'll take point.
So which way are you going?
To the right.
To the right.
The old one.
Okay. Phil looks longingly at the upward path as you walk past it, and then he gives a courteous little tug to Harkos's leash as he follows Trevor.
Oh, we're still going. Okay.
Phil, if you wish to leave.
No, I can't.
Is that an option? I don't say that. I 100% want to. It's not
you
a very...
You think it.
Yeah. In the back of my head, I'm like, no one ever gives me that option.
I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to leave any of you behind while I try to flee. Let's go.
Yes, that would be quite cowardly for anyone to want to get out of here without
others. He puts a hand on your shoulder and says, my word. if I can do this, you can do this, Harkos.
We fought a dragon.
You are at least one level higher than me. You can do this.
We fought a dragon.
We did.
And won.
In a place where I could see naturally, and the dragon didn't spit a death sleeping bag out of its butt. So, I'm sorry, Ken. What would you like me to call it?
What the fuck was
that? Death sleeping bag out of my butt. Okay, that's
amazing.
Okay.
It's not wrong.
It's not. It's not.
I mean, you got to hang around Marcus for a while, and he turned out to be just fine, yeah?
That was one, and Marcus had a person who attempted to keep him in line.
I don't think Selena needed to keep him in line. He was a good boy. Remember that day he had the bone in his mouth? He looked adorable.
Yes, it was group picture day. I wasn't pleased. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Harkos!
No. Whatever it is, I fail it. What?
No, I was doing it as like the... Da, 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 da.
Harkos! Oh, I thought you were about to tell me in-game that some bad shit was going down.
Nope. Right-hand path.
Yep, right-hand path.
All right. So as you start heading down right-hand path, the most difficult part of this is that it is completely random. That it's not like stalagmites. That's stalagmites and stalactites at the same time. It's not that typical that they're just like up and down. But it's almost like this chamber or this tunnelway has been rotated and twisted, that you've got stalagmite and stalactites that are kind of spiraling as you're walking through. So you kind of have to do some like weird duck and weave moves to get around all of them.
Huh.
And the more uncomfortable thing is that you start to notice as you're progressing further, they're getting sharper. To the point that some of them even have edges to them, like they've been sharpened.
Oh. Be careful, fellas. These seem to be getting a little more pokey.
Go ahead and roll a perception for me, please.
Rolling. That
is a 20 plus 4, so 24.
Damn.
I got another dirty 20.
Okay.
I rolled an 18 for both my perception checks so far.
I need to roll. Holy shit. That is, wow. Okay. So Phil get a 19 and Puffles got a dirty 20.
Damn.
I fucking know. The lowest roll out of everybody was a fucking 19. It was a fucking 19 from Phil. Holy shit.
And Phil, much like myself, rolled the same fucking perception he did last time, too.
Indeed.
We're wavelengthing.
So this is going to get a little complicated. So I need everybody to roll a D20 and tell me if you get high and tell me if you get low.
Okay.
I have a 14, so high.
Okay.
Convenient. I got a 6 for low.
Okay. So simultaneously, the two of you face totally different directions. Harkos, you and Puffles turn to look behind you as Phil and Trevor look in front. So this is the difference.
Oh,
Harkos, from behind you, you hear plodding heavy footsteps echoing through the chambers.
Okay.
Trevor and Phil, I'm talking to Phil like he is not me. Trevor, in front of you, you hear a woman's voice that is sing-songy, that is saying,
oh dear. Do the rest of you hear
the footsteps? Yes,
the footsteps. Phil, do you?
I hear the creepy woman.
Okay.
I'm hearing the footsteps as well, Harkos. How are you not hearing them?
The rest of you. We're wondering how you aren't hearing the creepy lady singing.
Okay.
Yes. Hunker down and prepare. Anyone? Anyone?
If something's coming, then it'd be better to establish a position here.
Agreed.
Harkos? What do you want to do?
Die. I would like to die, please.
No. I'm sorry, and I guess that I should have forewarned you. I am going to treat the Underdark, this whole section, as, like, really, like, borderline horror movie type shit. Like, I want it to be creepy.
Wonderful.
That's fair.
So, you all hunker down?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Roll another d20, both of you.
Harkos is not the character for horror movies, Ken.
11.
I know you're fully aware, but
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I want to make it abundantly clear to everyone.
I have an 11.
I got a 15.
Okay. So the voice starts to fade, like it's getting further away, and the footsteps start to get louder. And Trevor, you start to hear the footsteps as well.
Okay, crazy lady's gone. We're almost gone, and footsteps are getting closer. Now I hear them. Bill?
I'm with you. And he turns and looks towards behind everybody and kind of like pushes himself up in front of Harkos.
Yes. I'll stay on this end just to make sure. Oh boy.
So you hunker down, and about 15 minutes pass, and nothing happens.
He has been walking forever.
The footsteps have stayed consistently loud, like getting consistently louder, to the point that they almost sound like they're right next to you, but nothing has happened. Like, you've seen nothing.
Can high or low?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
That's a 9.
Okay.
So, well, he's been walking long enough and he's not here, so let's move on. Let's keep in the back, Phil, and watch.
Okay. Yes, sir, I guess.
I'm here too, Phil. It's okay. The back felt safe until recently, but I shan't be changing my opinions now.
Moving onward.
Okay, you continue onward. The steps seem to get further away as you move forward.
Does the voice come back?
No, it doesn't.
Phew.
And after about another 15 minutes or so, that it turns back to that eerie quiet, that you don't hear the footsteps or the song anymore.
This is fine. Nothing about this is horrifying.
Oh.
So you continue forward. And eventually the tunnel starts to widen out a little bit and you get to a large antechamber, inside of which is a handful of tents that look, the fabric of the tents looks to be mostly rotted away, except for some loose hanging pieces. Underneath where these tents were, you see the form of a, looks to be about the size of a halfling, and then two larger shapes underneath a different tent look to be like human or bigger, and they are completely picked clean, that it is just skeletons, but they look to be laying in such a way that they're restful, like they fell asleep and just never woke up.
Oh.
In the middle of this room, there is the remnants of a campfire that looks to be still kind of smoking a little bit, but there is fresh wood sitting on like in a nice little stack sitting right there.
Well, this is conflicting.
Can everybody do me a favor and roll a wisdom saving throw?
No. No. I'd rather not.
Ooh. Wisdom save, you said?
Yes.
24.
Damn. Okay.
17 plus 7.
Good for you. 15.
Okay. So Okay. So Trevor, Harkos, and Puffles. The three of you kind of like observe this and go, that's kind of weird. Like that's the feeling that you get from it. And then there's this moment where your mind says to itself, man, this looks like a great place to make camp. This would be a great place to sleep.
Nope. Abort. Trap.
You can't do that, Brad. Your internal monologue is telling you it's fine.
My fourth wall breaky monologue is telling me trap.
But the three of you are able to kind of shake that thought off. Go, where? What? Where did that come from?
Yeah, see? Trap.
But as you turn and look, you see Phil unpacking his bedroll and throwing it out.
No, Phil, is not the time to rest. We have things to do, people to see.
We've been down here for so long, guys. Like we really need to take a chance to just rest while we've got a nice peaceful place.
Yes, you are correct. That would be a good thing, except this is not the spot. It's not. It feels wrong. What if this is the camp with the creepy lady singing voice?
Oh, she can't be here. Hey, look how around.
How do you know?
Look around. It's beautiful here. She can't be here.
As beautiful as it is, that makes sense that the creepy singing lady would be here.
But why?
Oh, don't you think some creepy singing person would have a beautiful place to lure you in and want you to sleep there? Maybe she wants to cuddle. I'd highly doubt we'd want to cuddle with her.
But, I mean, look at these other three people. They look really... they're resting nice and easy.
They look a little thin.
Phil?
What?
Don't you think it's... It would be rude of you to take in such a lovely campsite without your family. Wouldn't it be nicer to have a family outing rather than... selfishly take it all for yourself? You're crazy. Maybe we come back later.
What family?
Oh.
Guys, I need some sleep, guys.
Well, that's a problem.
I can't. You hit him?
I smack him across the face. Harkos is done with this place of shit. You're not gonna take one of my fucking friends. What family? Excuse me, motherfucker. I have a very sentimental moment recorded in episode something that says you have a family.
Does the slap work?
You strike him, and he looks just—he looks like he's about to lose his shit. Like he grabs his Morningstar and like actually starts to move, and then you see him kind of shake his head and his eyes refocus. He goes, "What the hell am I doing?"
Yes, we were wondering the same thing.
But we need to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. He goes down, he like rolls up his bedroll really quick, and he just tucks it underneath his arm. He's like, let's go.
Harkos, that was an excellent use of dispel magic.
It's all on the wrist.
Harkos tucks his spear away as he's very happy he didn't have to fight Phil.
Hey, you start GT the fuck out?
Yeah. King? Travel on.
Okay, you start to move out from this chamber, and as soon as you like pass through into the next tunnel, you hear the sound of bone moving against itself.
Oh my.
And do you look behind?
Yep.
Yeah, Harkos 100% does.
The three figures that were laying there come out of their slumber and start standing up.
We should leave quicker. Much quicker.
What are you going to do?
Quicker than this, Trevor. I will bowl you over.
Trevor.
You said there's three of them?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? Are they just standing up?
They're standing up and looking at you.
Phil, switch me. Take point.
Okay.
Move. I'm going to take the back.
Okay.
I'm going to keep an eye on them and see what happens.
As you guys start moving forward, and again, this is like kind of like difficult terrain territory, you start walking away and the skeletons follow you.
So I'm going to point my hammer at them and say, by Numerath's light, and cast Turn Undead.
Okay. Do they need to roll a wisdom save? Is that it?
Or any is it undead charisma? That can see or hear you within... Oh, are they within 30 feet?
Yeah. They're making better time than you are.
Okay, I was going to say, if not, I was going to get them within 30 feet.
The movement is very awkward and unnatural, but it does not slow their pace at all as they go through these, like, curved stalactites and shit.
Okay, so yes, they have to make a wisdom save.
I'm assuming a 5 does not do it.
I mean, that's part of my save DC.
I'm assuming it's not the greater part.
No.
Okay. So is it turn or is it destroy?
It is turn, undead. Do you have destroy yet? Oh yeah, I do have destroy.
All right. What's your CR limit for that?
My CR. Fucking level are we at 6? CR 1/2.
Okay.
For destroy.
So you point and you say your shtick about Numerath's light.
By Numerath's light.
And you see this gold wave come off of you and hit the skeletons, and they just shatter into all of their individual bones.
All right, Phil, you can have the back again.
Hey, you see that wave hit something else.
Scratch what I just said. Like behind them, in front of them?
Yes, behind them. So as you cast that out, the wave hits the skeletons and they shatter into all of their individual bones. And it hits something else, and it almost gives form to this thing. And you see the ghastly visage of what looks to be formerly drow woman is floating behind them.
Oh. I'm guessing she made her save?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give her a bow and see if anything happens.
So you give her a bow and you see that she kind of just cocks her head to the side.
Okay.
And then she releases the most insanely ear-piercing screech that you've ever heard. And I need everybody to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, 15.
Okay.
16.
Yep. Okay. So the two of you are fine. Hits you and you like have to hold your ears because it is piercing. But you see Phil and Puffles instantly drop to the floor unconscious.
All right, I'm going to cast silence.
Okay. Damage done. Roll for initiative.
I'm still casting silence on her. I have an 11.
Well, at least that's the small one. Do you, Brad? I also have an 11.
Well, you have more dex, so...
Stop doing that shit, guys!
I'm sorry!
Tell us how to live our lives!
That's the first single digit roll I have. Conveniently, right as combat is starting. Isn't that fun?
Okay. So up first is Puffles. Immediately after the shriek, you see Puffles fall to the floor, and then you hear him hack, and you see blood come out of his mouth.
Oh dear.
Phil, on the other hand, he hits the floor, and then you see immediately his eyes open. He goes, "Guys, what the fuck was that?" And he stands up. That he rolled a natural 20 on his death save.
Nice.
So, Harkos, jeez, it is now your turn. This woman is about 30 feet behind all of you.
Fuck. Well, I mean, I can't. The Harkos don't do shit from 30 feet away, so against my better fucking judgment, I'm gonna go sprinting up to her.
Okay.
I'm just gonna do my thing. So that is an 18 on the first attack.
That definitely hits.
Yay. Oh, shit. That's a 16 on the second attack.
That hits.
Okay. And then I won't flurry of blows, but I'll do my melee. That's not going to hit. That was a 2 on the die.
No.
So, I at least get my 2 spear hits. So where the fuck's my D8? It's 21 piercing damage.
Damn. Okay.
And have her perform a con save, please.
Okay. Not her strong suit.
Yay.
12.
Okay, what is my casting modifier? How do I do that as a fucking monk again?
I believe it's your wisdom, so it's 8 plus your wisdom plus your proficiency.
Yay! You said she got a 12?
Yes.
If it's 8 plus my wisdom plus proficiency, my DC is a 13.
Hey, ooh, well, there
so
we go.
So, that was, I burned a key point for stunning strike.
Okay.
So, when I hit with a melee weapon attack, I can spend a key point to attempt a stunning strike. Target must succeed or be stunned until my next turn.
Hey-o.
Oh. Remind me what stun does. I think that it's disadvantage on attacks, but I can't remember what else. I'll look it up. I got a thing right here. Conditions. Stunned. Stunned creatures incapacitated. Can't move and speak only falteringly. Creatures automatically fails dexterity and strength saving throws, and attack rolls against the creature have advantage. So, damn.
Hey-o.
So it's the incapacitated condition also? That means it can't take actions or reactions.
Which I... Okay. I'll save that. I'll save that for... I've got an under the trench coat thing.
Oakley dokley. Oh, it's literally, I literally have it written in my fucking book right here, Ken. I put it under that so I remembered. Doesn't matter.
Okay. So after Harkos is Trevor.
So okay, well, since she fails dex saves automatically, I'm going to Sacred Flame her.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and just roll your damage, because she done fails.
2d8 radiant damage. points of radiant damage.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm not using shard, and I should be using shard. I'm sorry, guys. Oh well. We'll save it.
I think that's everything.
Okay. Goes back up to Puffles. And he gets a 15 on his second saving throw. So he is 1-1. But Phil, Phil's gonna pull out his bow and try to give an old pokey poke. He doesn't want to rush up because he has one hit point. Phil, not great with the bow historically, and that trend continues. So his highest roll was a 10 total, so he misses both shots. That they just the shots just phase right through her and just hit the ground. You know what? I done fucked up because Phil has nothing to worry about because she's fucking incapacitated. He could do whatever the fuck he wanted to. done committed.
Tis okay. He's recovering, Ken. He didn't see Harkos kick her ass for a second.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, it actually no. It says all attack rolls, not just melee attack. So he gets advantage for second shot.
Adventagi.
Hey, that one works. So that is a dirty 20 to hit. So, and he deals 7 damage. Okay, Harkos, it is now your turn.
Okay.
And just to let you know, her form is starting to kind of flicker.
Okay. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to get her again.
Okay. She gonna get got. Remember, you have advantage on all your attacks.
I was gonna say, not with my original roll, she's not that one, she will. That's a 15 on the die plus 7.
Okay.
So that's 22, so that's the first attack. That's a dirty 20. That's a natural 1, so dirty 20 and a 22 for the spears. And I think probably not the greatest idea. You said she's looking like shit's happening to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, her form is starting to flicker.
I'm not going to do the other thing then. I was thinking about doing Destructive Strike just because I haven't had a chance to really use that yet, but I don't need to fucking do that if she's looking sad. Oh, God. There we go. Second one was a 16. I rolled a 5 and then a 16. So 16 plus 7. So I get to hit with all the boys. And then that's what, a D6 now? Uh, 27 damage total.
Total?
Yeah. 17 off the spear and then 10 off the smack. Damn. In the face.
Cool. So you stab into her twice, and then you take your last attack that you claw through this form. And as you do, the form solidifies and looks corporeal for a moment. And she looks at you and she locks eyes and she says, I just wanted one more meal. And you see the light fade from her eyes.
Starve. So the way I've RP this since you said that's how it happens. So I want to say that, like, Harkos is coming through with the swipe as she goes corporeal. And then it's just kind of like his hand is within her. And she says that, and he says starve, and he retches his hand out of her.
Oh. Ew.
Horror movie that, motherfucker. Also, to play into Harkos being scared shitless, he will then come out of fighting mode, look at his hand, and an owl pellet on the floor. After realizing he just... essentially punched through the chest of some woman.
Oh God.
So we are still technically in combat because Puffles is dying right now.
Oh, I'll
it is I'll your go. Turn, Trevor.
I'll go, I'll cure wounds him.
Okay. Hit me with that number. Don't literally hit me with that number. Just give me the number.
Nine points of healing.
Okay. All right. So you run over to Puffles and give him the old good chest kitty. Compression.
Good kitty.
Good kitty. Don't fucking call me a good kitty. And you are able to pick him up, and he looks around and, like, is ready to go, and he goes, I apparently missed everything. I am sorry.
That is understandable.
I took my spider fear out on the scary lady.
That was a banshee. I'm surprised to find one down here. They're not normally common in the Underdark. They're more so out in the world. Something very dark must have happened to that woman.
You've been down here before?
No, but I have read a lot, thank you.
Ah.
I'm sorry, that was more aggressive than it needed to be. I almost died. I apologize.
Speaking of almost died, I'm gonna go, I have one potion of greater healing that I'm gonna go give to Phil.
Oh, okay. How much is that?
4d4 plus 4.
Hey, do you want to roll it or do you want me to roll it?
You can roll it. It's for the big boy.
Okay.
And then if you don't heal him very much, I can be mad at you.
You don't have to roll anything. He said it was 44 plus 4.
10.
Shut your mouth. That's 48 14. Points of healing. So,
a really good roll. 2 4s and 2 3s.
Good.
So he gets 18 back. So he is at 19 total.
Just get that out of my inventory. Ta-da.
Okay. So everybody's in a little bit better fighting shape. So what do you want to do from here?
We should head back to that camp and take a rest since we've all had kind of a loop. I mean, we killed everything, right? It's got to be safe now. No. We should push forward. And I will call that out, though. We should probably try and distance ourselves from that chamber back there, but maybe look for a safe spot to hunker down for a few minutes where we can lick our wounds.
So you say the word safe.
Oh.
And it seems odd because the rest of your words haven't really echoed, but you say safe, and it's like that word has some sort of resonating power as it just, you could hear it go down the tunnel. And then from far outside of your sight range, you hear the sing-songy voice in response.
Oh, it, dear.
It is always safe in the dark.
And that, my friends, is where we're going to call it for tonight.
It's fucking Jareth the Goblin King. It's David Bowie.
And all of a sudden, from down the hall, you hear, dance, magic, dance.
You remind me of the babe. Babe with the power.
What babe? Babe
power with of the voodoo.
Voodoo?
You do.
Voodoo.
Just watched that with Jen for the first time earlier this week on Monday.
I fucking hate that movie. I love it and I hate it at the same moment. Like, it's...
Jen never watched it. I felt like she should see it. Her only quote-unquote detrimental comment was it was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah, that is an accurate assessment of the entire thing. Like, there is not a moment where it is not.
Mm-hmm.
At all. From start to finish, weird. Period.
Agreed.
All right, so thank you all very much for joining us at our table. And if you're enjoying what you're listening to and me taking great pleasure in fucking with my players, could you please consider giving us some support? One of the ways that you can do so is through Patreon. We are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons like any good servant should. If Patreon is not your thing, then you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. So, Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at ritgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. We promise not to be too spammy. You can subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. We're also very active on Twitter. And if you want to talk to a bunch of rad podcasters, artists, and all-around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week, you are, because I'm really excited about this Unearthed Arcana that came out, the Drake Warden Ranger of Sound. I'm really excited about that one, and I really want to play it because it's pet and it's ranger, and those are my two favorite things. So, Nick, this week you are the Sound Drake Warden Ranger. By using your connection to all things audio, you summon forth a dragon of editing that rampages through all of our subpar jokes and filter out the ones that didn't quite hit their mark. Can you please breathe us something fun to go out on? Breathe, because it's a breath weapon.
Hang on. Not this turn. I only got a 4. I didn't get a 5 or a 6.
Wow.
Gonna have to wait till next week. Bye!
Wouldn't that be some shit way to end this?
Is it fucking terrible?
He's done.
That's gonna be, I think I'm giving up on rhymes again. I'm getting angry at him. Hootie-hoo from Nick and Harkos as... see, I don't even know. As we're scared all the time in episode 59.
See, that's a good one.
That's a stretch.
No, and, that's a pretty solid one.
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see if we get into the mixty with the disembodied voice in episode 60. I'm making up words. This feels pushy. This week, I got a short one this week. This one's it's different in a way from anything I've ever really done before. Not terribly so, but I haven't done too many. I've done some songs where I edit them in post to make them sound closer to their original. Never done songs in a voice. This has a voice, Also, this is kind of for Ken. I feel like Ken might get a kick out of this. For reasons. So without further ado, here is my short homage for episode 59.
Why are there so many different kinds of dice, metals, polys, and designer dice are tools, but gosh, they look cool. I see them and can't help but buy. Kidneys are sold in order to achieve it.
Stop! Kermit's hard enough!
My spending habits are why my partner hates me. Someday I'll do it. Complete my collection. Until then, my partner's perpetually angry. La da di da da di da da.
God.
Oh my god. A fucking rainbow connection.
I was thinking about Andy and, his stuff with Pam when I was like, I want to do this.
This is one of my favorite moments from the entire show. And I don't, it's because he has so much passion to that falsetto shit that he's throwing out. It's so good.
Some people don't say it. This heart won't believe it.
So yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Stop recording.
Yes, so as you can see, they were a semi-successful podcast in the mid-2000s. Now, if we keep moving forward... Is everyone gone? Why is everyone gone? Who...
I'm still here, miss.
Yes, there's always one, isn't there? I'm glad you enjoyed it, I suppose. Why? Why always the Rolling in the Geek exhibit? Why does it make everyone run?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.